Let's discuss the problem of mental disorders or emotional disturbances in children. Ask the question, how do we determine the seriousness of this problem or the importance of this problem? We might, in fact, ask that about any social, educational, or health problem. How do we determine the seriousness? An approach used states that there are three main factors that we should look at in determining the seriousness of a problem. What would you use to determine the seriousness? The first is prevalence or frequency of the problem, all things being equal. We can easily agree that a problem that occurs more often is more serious than a problem that occurs less often. The second factor we need to consider is magnitude. Magnitude, referring to how seriously the problem impacts us. It may be, for example, that headaches occur more than cancer does, but the magnitude of the impact of cancer is so much greater than the magnitude of the impact of a headache that it's probably agreed upon that cancer is a more serious problem. It's important to take a look at how seriously a problem affects you. Prevalence and magnitude are certainly relevant in DD. The prevalence of autism is increasing significantly, with kids at all levels of the spectrum being identified. For example, from Asperger's to nonverbal children with few self-care skills. The major question is, how is their disability impacting their ability to function and their overall quality of life? The third and final factor is what's considered to be primacy. To what extent does the problem contribute to or lead to other problems? It's best to stay away from the use of the word cause because there's a lot of different meanings connected to that. There may be many factors that contribute to a problem, but a problem that leads to lots of other negative outcomes is deemed to be more serious than a problem that does not. Some of the developmental disabilities, for example, may not have the same impact in terms of negative outcomes in a lot of different domains as mental illness or mental disorders do. So we'll take a look in more detail at these factors.